Debt-plagued Greece faces a new wave of labor discontent against painful spending cuts, with a nationwide strike today closing hospitals and schools while stopping all flights and most public transport. Workers walked off the job at midnight last night in a second major strike called by the country's two largest unions in a week. Demonstrations are planned in Athens and other major cities. The Eurozone and British currencies have fallen sharply against the dollar and yen this year as worries about sovereign indebtedness have taken hold, along with Greece's debt crisis that has called the Eurozone's credibility into question. We spoke with economist Aaron Stelzer, a columnist for the Sunday Times in the UK. He says that the broader problems will force EU leaders to revisit the treaty and consider the impact of financial policy on foreign policy.
The broader problem is that the flaw that everybody always knew existed in the creation of the euro has now come home with a vengeance. Countries that have given up their currency and have given up their ability to set interest rates are now finding that they've borrowed themselves into a penury, and that the, let's call them more responsible or core countries like France and Germany, have to decide whether they want to bail these countries out one way or another. If they don't, the Eurozone will fracture. If they do, it's an invitation to, let's call it moral hazard, to use an economic term, meaning, well, you can go ahead and borrow, and if you get in trouble, the rich guys will bail you out. So I think they have now a real structural problem that they cannot solve without revisiting the treaty.